Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ownership has connected.
Hey, you the man, PDA.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Louisville to Lauderdale, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
How are we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Good show lined up for you this morning. How about Joey Logano joining us from NASCAR's number 22 Ford Mustang? We'll talk to Joey coming up. Hour number four, looking forward to that. Also, a moment in history. No Stanley Cup playoff games last night. And thus, we'll turn back the clock. All year long, we're celebrating a decade of the DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And today, in hour three, a pseudo-Canadian bacon. It's Decade of DA. Rewinding to the first ever version of Canadian bacon. We go back to the summer of 2020. Let's compare and contrast just how different the origins of Canadian bacon was compared to the zoo we have now. Also coming up this hour, sound check in 20 minutes. And in 40 minutes, the NFL wants Black Friday to be a tradition. But we begin with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night in Boston. Don't look now, but the Heat are excellent in Game 1. It didn't look that way early as the Celtics really controlled the first half. But in the third quarter, the Heat and Jimmy Butler came to life. And when the dust settled, a solemn and depressed Boston crowd leaving the TD Garden. One game, and home court advantage has already swung. They say it's not a series until a road team wins. Guess it's a series, and that didn't take long. Buckets. Can Jimmy Butler drag this Heat team to an NBA Finals as an 8 seed? It is where we begin. Cold open.
Jimmy. Left baseline, right baseline jumper. He got it to go. I got to transpose in this place because we're sitting in a terrible spot. 31 for Jimmy.
There's just a settling effect that it's impossible to quantify. That, like, all right, we're in striking distance. Let's just settle into our game. And, Jimmy will make a bunch of plays. Bam will make a bunch of plays. And we'll be all right. And everybody can just fit into their roles. But that's what the great players, do.
Letting Bam work on the other side. They gave him some room. Horford all over. He has to get off the ball. Get it to Jimmy. Three left on the shot clock. He elevates for three. Leaned in and bounced up and in. Jimmy Butler has lost his mind. 34 points. two of four from the land of milk and honey.
Damn right, I did. Damn right, we did. And the best part about it is we still don't care what none of y'all think. Honestly speaking, we don't care if you pick us to win. We never have, we never will.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Heat Radio on the call. You heard Spo. You heard Jimmy Butler. The legend of Jimmy continues. But let's just start with this stat. The Heat have won their last six game ones in a row. And in this playoff rivalry, as these two franchises have met a number of times over the last 5 years, in all of the series, the Heat have won game one. What does that tell us? It tells us of a significant coaching advantage. I said this coming into this series. I'll reiterate it now. You can look at the roster. You can look at the depth of the Celtics. You can look at the top-end talent of Boston. And you can look at the overall record of the regular season, the seeding, what have you. But there is a significant coaching advantage that the Heat have. Eric Spoelstra has two championship rings on his finger. Eric Spoelstra has three other NBA Finals appearances. Eric Spoelstra's been doing this for 15 years at a really high level, and he's coached all kinds of teams, non-playoff teams. He's also coached the most scrutinized team in the entire NBA with the LeBron Dwayne Wade years. He's done bubble teams. He's done full-on regular season teams. Spo's done it all. And Joe Mazzulla's done none of it. None of it. No offense to Joe, to Mazzulla, but he has a thimble of the working knowledge that Spoelstra brings into every single game. Now, you can say that in the NBA, talent always wins, that coaching doesn't matter, which is why Monty Williams is gone and Nick Nurse got fired and Frank Vogel isn't with the Lakers anymore, and that might be true to a certain degree. But the fact that the Heat always win game ones tells you, coming into a series, doing film study, understanding trends, tendencies, what'll work, what won't work, Spo and his staff does a better job than almost anybody else they'll play against. And Mazzulla's got a long way to go to prove that he's got what it takes to coach a team in these big spots. I know the Celtics have gotten this far, but hey, Mazzulla versus Doc Rivers, Doc's going to choke against anybody. That's the first part. Second part is Butler's on, pardon the pun, a heater. And so he is elevating his team to a spot that they shouldn't be able to get to, which is why the 8 seed, that number 8 next to their name, I have kept saying throughout the postseason, doesn't matter. And I saw the lines for last night. The Celtics were 8.5-point favorites. And that, no, I mentioned this on, I guess it was Tuesday. There were 10 ESPN analysts, and not one of them picked the Heat. Not one of them had the gall to pick the Heat. Not one of them thought. I mean, you could barely find somebody saying this was going to be a 7-game series, let alone that the Heat had a chance. And from the day they went into the play-in game, from the day they went into those play-in games, and they lost that first game against the Hawks, but you could just tell this was not your traditional 8 seed. And so they are so much closer to the Celtics than people gave them credit for. So much closer. And not for nothing, but we know Butler brings his lunch pail and his work ethic and his attitude and his intensity every single day. We know this. We don't know this about Jason Tatum. We don't. And so if it comes down to coaches and best player, the Heat have a distinct advantage on both of those. They do. Now, Jason Tatum might have a higher ceiling than Butler does, but he doesn't bring it as often, as consistently as Jimmy does. So last night was a punch in the mouth for the Celtics, and let's see how they respond. But the way that that thing turned in the third quarter was astounding, was it not? And you had a Heat team that was ready to rumble and a Celtics team that wasn't. In the third quarter in Boston, the Heat outscored the Celtics 46-25. The Heat outscored the Celtics by 21 points in the third quarter. I mean, that is taking a bully's lunch money from him. That is snatching that bag of PB&J and a banana and a soda and punching him in the face and pushing him down to the ground and saying, this is mine. This is mine. You're not the bully. We are. I mean, the Heat going up 21 points, outscoring the Celtics by 21 in the third quarter in game one in Boston. Oof, that's going to smart. And for Celtics fans, they've seen this thing before. They've seen Jimmy Butler have incredible games against them, and they've seen a Heat franchise over the years, whether it was LeBron or more recently, the bubble year, etc., just have the Celtics number. This thing's going to be a long series. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a long series. And the Heat just guaranteed themselves a position of aggression here versus a Celtics team that's now on its heels. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. And if you watched last night's game, you were like, Max Strus? Gabe Vincent? The ghost of Kevin Love? They don't even have Tyler Hero, who's either the second or third best player on their team. He's been injured. They don't have Oladipo. Depth from the bench. It's been incredible what they've been able to do. Incredible. But they're just, I keep comparing them to the Baltimore Ravens. They're a team that every single year brings an attitude, an identity, and if you play in the playoffs, you know you're getting a dogfight. All right, on Twitter, DA on CBS. Today also is a day that we have unveiled the Bob's Bar One Sheet. The Bob's Bar FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. I know you guys have been waiting on it, and I said with 1 month to go, now is the time.
Today, hey, welcome. I'm Bob. Come on in. This is my bar.
Today is the day that we begin the official countdown to the Bob's Bar Show. This is the third annual Bob's Bar Show where we kick off the summer and salute all of the craziness of the show and our listeners as well. Doors are open. The FAQ hits everything.
And I like it!
We will also update it with needed, necessary information as it is seen going into Friday, June the 16th.
This is facts.
But if you go to the FAQ, you have date, time, parking, travel, air, train, driving, nightlife, tourist destinations, admission, ages, it's all there. Every question you might have is answered to the FAQ because we want you to have your very own travel guide to West Babylon, New York, 1 month from now.
I'm not kidding. Somebody get cold water.
I did not retweet this yet because I was going to talk to you about this today. There's just a couple minor tweaks and mistakes on the sheet.
Mistakes?
Yes.
Oh.
Just so the listeners know.
Are they mistakes?
Well, I could tell you that if you're trying to stop at the West Babylon stop of the Long Island Railroad, you're going to have a hard time because it doesn't exist.
Okay. All right. Well, Okay. What's the name of the stop?
Babylon or Lindenhurst.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Minor.
That's minor. Minor.
My bad,
minor.
My friend. I'm sorry.
And I was going to tell you to tack on the two closer the hotels that are not motels.
Okay.
By there that are within 5 miles.
Okay.
My bad.
All right. So we'll tweak this.
Just tweaks.
But either way, the one sheet has been completed. I was sitting at the table yesterday at home, banging this out, looking at this going, boy, this is something else. This event's going to be something else. DA, where can I find this FAQ? Where can I find this one sheet that might need minor edits in this commercial break? Well, I've tweeted this out. I've posted this on Instagram, both places. Also, we'll have Cap add this to Facebook. So all the places that you need to find it, you'll be able to find it. And you're like, DA, I'm not on social media. That's okay too. Just go to my website, DamonAmendolara.com, and click on the blog section. What's so funny, Pete?
No, I'm thinking someone on the train going to that West Babylon stop. They're heading out to Montauk. Where am I?
Well, luckily, we have about 30 days to really polish this and streamline it up. But
the nightlife.
The FAQ, the one sheet is done and... Whether you're in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Boise, Idaho, Louisville, Kentucky, Reno, Nevada, you're a young boy in Tuscaloosa listening to Mraz for the first time. You're going to your phone, you're going to your computer, and you're looking at this going, boy, this is what it's all about here. This is everything I needed to know about the third annual Bob's Bar Show.
Pete, yeah. Really? Pete. It looks good. It looks great. My wife came up late last night to basically burst through the doors. I thought I was half asleep to say, did you see the website? What a professional website.
There you go.
I said, DA just made that at home. She goes, no, this looks like real. She goes, look at all this.
It is.
And then she said, and you could get a picture book with you and DA sliced down to $9.99.
That's right. That's right. That is absolutely right. Dating back to our trip to Boise, a couple of years ago, we put together this amazing scrapbook, this amazing photo album, and there's a few copies left that are now priced accordingly.
I'm sitting back going, why? What are you talking about? She goes, it's a sale. There's a sale.
That's right.
She thought we had a brand new website person, not you.
I am the brand new website person. That's it.
I said, keep your money for Father's Day.
That's it. Consolidation of the media business. I am the new digital guy. That is so good. That is so beautiful. That's Foxy on the bagpipes opening up the Bob's Bar Show. And he has grinded over the last 3 weeks every day, spending at least an hour a day teaching himself the New Year's Eve song. The may all acquaintance be forgotten. Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne. He has taught himself. And when Mraz gets belched in the face and then slapped with a kielbasa and then pushed into the pool, that's when Foxy on the bagpipes is going to begin playing Auld Lang Syne. And we will kick off the summer, and it is going to be a very memorable experience. So begin your travel plans now or at latest after this commercial break when edits are made to the FAQ. And the party won't stop. It won't stop. And there are nightlife options, tourist suggestions. There's everything you may need for your trip to West Babylon, New York
Half price aquarium tickets.
The DA show is doing its very own deals and steals with a farmer's market.
More like steals.
Steals and steals.
Nicest Wendy's bathrooms listed.
Oh, that's a good idea. When we come back here on the show, sound check your best audio of the day. Matt Ryan on whether he still wants to play in the NFL. Sean Payton on his quarterback competition. And a member of the CBS Sports Radio family with a relatively dry Trader Joe's review. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
You can always watch the DA show. The simulcast is cooking as Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA, is pressing huge oversized buttons with big gauges and meters next to them and pulling enormous levers as well. Watch us on YouTube every single day. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel on YouTube, including on your phone. You could also watch us on Twitch. You could also watch us at watchda.com. Soundcheck begins with Matt Ryan recently announced that he is joining the stable of NFL on CBS analysts, but is there still a part of him that wants to play?
I don't know. This situation, all the stars would have to. And I've just learned, you know, at least during my experience in the 15 years I've played, to just not shut any doors. You know, that's really the decision behind that. Like I said, I'm excited to kind of take this next step and to move forward. But, you know, at the same time, you never know what's going to happen in this league. Like I said, anything can shake out. And so we'll see what happens.
Keeping the door open. Keeping the door open. I mean, Matt Ryan should not come back and play. I think he saw what a disaster last year at Indianapolis was, how embarrassing that became. And once you step aside to start calling games, when have we ever seen, ever, in any sport, have we ever seen a guy transition to media or TV and then come back and be effective?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm thinking of Jay Cutler, bad, and Jason Witten, bad.
Jason Witten was good that year he came back for Dallas.
Was he good?
He scored like 8 touchdowns.
Okay. He wasn't what he was before he went to the
All right, yeah, but he was definitely an effective, solid player for the Dallas Cowboys, for sure.
Okay.
Cutler stunk.
And Witten came back with the Cowboys or the Raiders?
He came back with... Didn't he come back with the Cowboys and then go to the Raiders? He played another year after that.
He came back with the Cowboys, you're telling me.
And then he continued his career another year after that.
With the Raiders.
Yes.
Okay, who else are you thinking of?
That was it. Mine was Witten.
Witten.
That Witten was still good. That being said, wouldn't you rather Matt Ryan than Carson Wentz if it comes down to training camp and you need a quarterback?
So mid-August, my quarterback goes down, and now I need somebody to step in, and my choices are Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan.
Yeah, or the other guy still available. Everybody likes to throw in his Teddy Bridgewater, but we saw last year with Tua down, he wasn't that great. I think I want Matt Ryan.
Oh, those are bad options.
Well, it's not a good spot to be in if your quarterback goes down.
Those are bad options.
I'm going to trust that Indy was so dysfunctional that Matt Ryan could still play for a year better than those other two guys.
You're taking a 38-year-old Matt Ryan who played poorly last year and has already transitioned to TV over a 30-year-old Carson Wentz that at least did play?
Yes.
Is playing?
Yes. I do not want it. Carson Wentz on your team becomes embarrassing. Matt Ryan, it's not embarrassing that much.
a 37-year-old Jason Witten came back for the Cowboys. 63 catches, 529 yards, 4 touchdowns.
You know, why do you mislead me like that?
That's
He had like 8 touchdowns.
Carson had 4 touchdowns. He had half of that amount.
4, and he had 500 yards.
But he was never a guy that was like a big-time 1,500-yard receiver.
Yeah, those numbers in line with what he had done the 5 years before he walked away. He was a useful player in 2019.
And a very good edge blocker for them in the run game. That's a good player.
Yes. And then the last year, nondescript for the Raiders, that 1 year. Played all 16 games, but didn't do much.
Witten was never Tony Gonzalez or Gronk. He was a really solid two-way tight end.
Well, let's give him a little bit more credit. I'm looking at his stats right now. He had 4 1,000-yard seasons. So he wasn't always just possession guy, red zone, and then block a lot. He had 4 1,000-yard campaigns.
Okay. Well, he was never an electrifying down-the-field threat.
He made a Pro Bowl basically every year of the 2000s.
He's a good player. He's allowed to not be a Pro Bowl player when he comes out of Broncos boot. That's still a good year.
He was an 11-time Pro Bowler. He was a really, really he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he'll make the Hall of Fame. But those stats Bogus is reading for what he did is not a bad player coming out of the Broncos booth.
Right, he went right back to doing what he had been doing for the 5 previous seasons.
A little bit less. A little bit less.
I mean, 63, 63, 69, 77, 64. Those all
but yards wise, catches. Yards wise, it was a drop.
Yeah, but not significant.
Well, in 2015, he had 700 yards. In 2016, he had nearly 700 yards. And then 2019, when he came back, he had 500 yards. So it was a little bit different.
But not drastically. He didn't have those 4,000-yard seasons right before retirement. He came back and cut it in half.
The point is, he was not washed. He was not washed coming out.
No.
Okay. Like Carson Wentz is washed. I think Matt Ryan might give you 3,000
yards. I think Ryan's washed too.
I don't think he's great. I don't think he's good. And I think he should stay in the Broncos. Well, I'm just saying there are going to be other options. I understand why he's keeping his options open because his peers, if you will, are worse options.
Well, he's keeping his options open because if you still want to play, there's going to be nothing that gives you that juice if you're, you know, calling whatever, Chiefs Raiders. There's just nothing that is ever going to be if you're actually on the field. And if he still has a chance because somebody has desperation would call him. You know, yeah, you keep your option open. There, as we always say, you have your entire life to call games.
If he's already calling a Chief game in year one, then he should not come back.
True. It's more like Broncos Raiders.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he going to get like the last game when they have an extra one on CBS and like the random crew that jumps in?
I hope they don't stick him on the Archuleta game because that's just demeaning.
Ironically, he might do a lot of Colts.
He might do a lot of Colts. A lot of Colts Texans on his docket. Here is Sean Payton as he's got former XFL QB Ben DiNucci at minicamp for the Broncos, and DiNucci threw another pick.
It was right in front of Greg Penner. You know, I told Ben, I said, you know, he owns Walmart, you know, and if it doesn't work out here, there's, I'm sure, a greeting opportunity somewhere, one of his local stores. So, but it was a good play by Drew. Good break.
Ouch.
Not even a chuckle or a laugh.
Wow. This is like when he wasn't joking about how Russell Wilson flipped his golf cart. This is an angry Sean Payton looking at his quarterback room going, these guys are a bunch of bums, every single one of them. You know, Walmart greeter. No, you know, it's not crazy to think that Ben DiNucci is working at Walmart at some point in our lives.
I mean, I guess the man... Namath still made a good chunk of change as a backup quarterback for a couple of years. He's not rich. That's his next fall? Didn't he go to like Northwestern? Where did he play? He's going to be the greeter at Walmart?
No, Ben DiNucci was a...
Pitt?
No. Ben DiNucci was...
Oh, no, James Madison.
James Madison... Yeah.
I saw him play in college, actually.
Yeah, he was a James Madison.
All right, so James Madison. You're not a total dummy to go to James Madison.
Yeah, he's not going to work at Walmart, but could he own a franchise?
By the way, DA was right. He played at Pitt for 3 years.
And then...
Bogus.
And then,
bogus
and then JMU, yes. Right, to finish?
Oh, he finished at JMU.
I could see him owning a franchise, and it's like, you know, it's Ben DiNucci's Ford or Ben DiNucci's...
Wow.
So he owns it.
That's kind of a big deal.
But he's, like, wearing a button down that says Subway, and, like, he's pitching you the footlong. Like, so it's a little weird. Like, there's money behind it, but he's also in the store.
Ben DiNucci's Subway is way different than Ben DiNucci's Ford.
Yeah.
You've got to have some cash at Ben DiNucci's Ford.
So not a car dealership.
No.
But as maybe a sub
sandwich.
Shop. Yeah.
Okay, so, like, Ben DiNucci's Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he could own a car dealership.
No. That's John Elway stuff. The big guys own the car dealerships.
Wait, Brett Benson, he's not a big, big player.
Former Giants offensive lineman?
No, this is like, Ben DiNucci could... Look at Danny O'Shea in Little Giants. He owns a car dealership. He'd come back to town.
Freak game. Jimmy Jones. Freak game.
Finally, here's our friend Ryan Hickey, affectionately known as Hot Take Hickey. He's the producer on The Night Show.
Never do.
For Zach Gelb. We've seen him do some pretty outlandish things.
There you go. Just say that, man. That freaking clown.
He went to the Rose Bowl and got absolutely hammered and did a video series about it.
No big deal.
He then cursed on air and didn't dump himself. He is the board op, and he called Russell Westbrook a bleeping bleep hole.
Freaking clown.
And recently burped on air in the middle of a take because he's essentially the Howard Stern of sports radio these days. He is the baddest of bad boys. He's breaking all of the norms. This is a guy that when you listen to, you don't know what he's going to say next. You know, it's amazing because Hickey drives massive ratings. You either tune in because you can't wait to hear what he's going to say, or you tune in because you hate what he's going to say. He really is Stern.
Jack? That's a fair point.
A different Private Parts movie.
Toga.
So when Hickey takes to social media, you're like, what? What kind of flamethrower is he bringing today? What type of grenade is he launching today? Whoa, Hot Take Hickey. What is going to... I mean, the moment that I saw him have a video, I'm like, I got to watch this, and I got to make sure that I put it on low volume so that nobody in my vicinity gets offended, because I just don't know. This guy's a loose cannon. What's he going to do next?
These are the sticks we'll be trying first. This is the raspberry. All right, so these are the peanut butter sticks. Fair credit. Way more peanut butter already. I'm tasting this little stick that I got at any point whatsoever eating that peanut butter and jelly bar. First bite. See, my throat's getting a little dry. That's actually real peanut butter in there. First bite tasted like those, I don't know the name of it, those wafers that are actually kind of built like this. So I'm talking about, it's like it's a dessert wafer. I'm botching that completely. But the first bite I took of this tasted a lot like that dessert wafer, very sweet. But then you really start to taste the peanut butter right away. So credit to Trader Joe's, peanut butter taste in the sticks. Now let's go for the raspberry jelly.
I don't know what we'll do without that.
Hickey doing a food review of peanut butter sticks dipped in jelly from Trader Joe's.
See, my throat's getting a little dry. That's actually real peanut butter.
And if we could do 3-minute sound check clips, I would not have edited out when he wanted the jelly a little more liquidy.
Fair credit.
Now, is he,
way more peanut butter already.
Is he doing food reviews?
Well, I think there's a peanut butter backstory here. Like, he didn't like peanut butter, or they had a fight over smooth and crunchy. So I think this now maybe morphed into...
So we've had two different shows do peanut butter bits here on the network because...
Yeah.
Perloff ate the entire jar of of peanut butter recently.
Enough with the peanut butter.
So I think this might be like an evolution of Hickey v. Peanut Butter. He's now trying peanut butter products.
Evolution? More like a de-evolution.
Yeah, Bears, Packers, Red Sox, Yankees, Hickey v. Peanut Butter.
Dessert wafer? I'm botching that completely.
And he's looking at the camera, and he's like, he's looking for answers, but he's talking to himself.
I love Hickey.
This is the raspberry. All right, so these are the peanut butter sticks.
I love Hickey because there is nobody safer to be around than Ryan Hickey. And yet he's had these moments that have been like, whoa, this guy's a total renegade. Getting hammered, putting it on camera, burping on the air, cursing on the air. And yet, if you were around Ryan Hickey, there is nobody more pleasant I've ever been around in the radio business.
Okay, that's fair. In normal Hickey, pleasant. But drunk at the Rose Bowl Hickey, is he getting you punched because you're his bud and he's running his mouth at somebody?
No idea.
Fair. It was so jarring to see him in a situation where he had put his guard down.
Right.
Usually what I'm expecting from Ryan Hickey is exactly this. A peanut butter stick review from Trader Joe's. That's the Hickey that I would expect.
You're right. You're right. If you were to close your eyes and say somebody's going to review peanut butter sticks at Trader Joe's, you're probably right. You jump at Ryan Hickey.
Totally right. Way more peanut butter already. I'm tasting this little stick.
And who?
I got it at any point whatsoever.
Here are the two things that will happen at CBS Sports Radio. One person will actively curse on the air and call Russell Westbrook a bleeping bleephole and not dump it. And one person will review Trader Joe peanut butter sticks. I mean, how could those two things be synonymous? How could they be the same person?
Because he's Hot Take Hickey, that's why.
First bite, tasted like those, I don't know the name of it.
Riveting stuff.
It's so bad.
And again, I've had confirmation that in high school, Ryan Hickey was somebody the girls could not
keep their paws off.
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy.
When somebody found out I was working with Ryan Hickey, it was like finding out you work with John Lennon. I mean, they couldn't believe it.
Who worked with John Lennon, by the way?
Ringo.
Oh, yeah. Who was the unnamed person that worked with John Lennon?
Band managers and whatnot.
Band managers.
Can you name any other Beatles besides
McCartney?
Okay.
Ringo.
Right.
George Harrison.
All right. Nice.
All right. That was the hard one.
Come on.
Who was the original guy that like bailed on them? Best, his last name, maybe? Right. There was the first guy that was out. I think like an original drummer.
Yeah,
was like
five, right?
Yeah.
Or did somebody replace him?
I think maybe there was a drummer and he was like, I don't get this.
This won't ever work.
Right. I'm like, okay, sure, buddy. See you later.
And that is your sound check. Standing by.
Trader Joe's.
With
peanut butter taste in the sticks.
With headlines. It's Andrew Bogus.
And headlines are proudly sponsored by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh. With 40 weekly recipe options, there's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code HICKEY16 at HelloFresh.com.
No.
That's HelloFresh.com/skate16.
By the way, Pete Best.
Pete Best, there you go.
Pete
Where
Best.
The kisses are hers and hers and his, three's company too.
That's so melodic.
DA, some people call themselves hard hat guys.
Yeah.
Other people are Jimmy Butler.
Hand off to Tatum, 10 on the shot clock. Top of the arc, he's trying to shake Strus. Nowhere to go. Max holding his ground. Picks up his dribble. Right to Jimmy for another pick. That's number 6. Jimmy gets buckets, and he also gets the ball.
6 steals, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 35 points from Butler in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final in Boston. The highlight from Jason Jackson on Heat Radio. 20 of Butler's 35 came in the second half when Miami outscored Boston 66-50 to erase a 9-point hold intermission. What happened, Joe Mazzulla?
Lost our offensive purpose, lost our game plan discipline. Allowed them to get out in transition, get second chance shots, didn't guard the 3-point line.
Oh, okay. The Celtics are now 4-4 at home this postseason, while the Heat are 3-0 in game one, all on the road. An interesting name added to the Bucks head coaching search yesterday, Houston Cougars head coach Kelvin Sampson interviewed for the job. He does have 6 years of NBA assistant experience, 3 of them in Milwaukee. Sampson did eventually issue a statement yesterday to express his excitement for next season with those Cougs. Despite what our rundown might say, there was not NHL hockey last night, so no Canadian bacon until tomorrow. The Panthers and Hurricanes begin the East finale, 8 Eastern, in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight.
Kind of a whiff by the Stanley Cup playoff to not have a game two straight nights, right? There's two series going on.
Correct. And Carolina, that one, those two teams have been done for a while. They could have, I guess, played on Wednesday to cut
That's right. Now they're going to play every night during these conference finals.
But I would imagine that until the end of the entire season, the cup is awarded, there won't be another two nights in a row that there's not games.
It depends on how these series go. Because I think both the NHL and the NBA, they have a hard start day for their finals. So there's a chance where you have multiple days before.
If both these teams sweep,
or
both these series end in a
sweep. And at least Saturday, they're playing an afternoon game, not trying to go up against the night basketball game, too. So they're being smart about that. Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Cubs had a 6-1 lead entering the bottom of the eighth last night in Houston.
Hughes with the 1-2. And that is lined in the center field, a base hit. That'll score the tying run with Pena. Bregman around third and coming home. The throw to the plate, the slide. Bregman is safe! Safe! Astros come back and win it in the bottom of the ninth. 7-6.
That's Robert Ford on Astros radio. Kyle Tucker capping off the rally with the game-ending two-run single. That's a three-game sweep for Houston, a five-game skid for the Cubs. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back here on the show, should Black Friday now become an NFL tradition? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You and CBS, you're with him.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show is available on your phone. You can stream us using the free Odyssey app or the free CBS Sports app. Either one, you can stream for free and listen, or you can watch us on YouTube or on Twitch. According to reports from Adam Schefter's podcast, the Jets are hoping to become the permanent home of a Black Friday game. According to league executive Mike North, who said the Jets were one of the multiple teams that, quote, raised their hand to host the game on an annual basis. North also said the Bengals were interested in becoming the annual location for the showpiece game. They will stop at nothing. The NFL will stop at nothing to at some point in time saturate themselves into every last part of our living ecosystem from September through February. You know, 17-game schedule is going to become an 18-game schedule. Two Thanksgiving games became three Thanksgiving games. They want games on Christmas. They want games on New Year's Eve. They want games on Black Friday. They want games on Thursday nights. They want games on Fridays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and every single part of our lives. The NFL is coming to take over. And they are very fortunate that we just can't quit them. Do I need a Black Friday game? I do not. I do not. In fact, the best part about Black Friday is low-pressure college football games, you know? You get through Thanksgiving, and you're like, okay, I had to kind of navigate family and watch these three games. I wanted to watch these three games. Maybe not the Lions game, but, you know, you're all in. And then you get to exhale on Friday. You get to open up your belt buckle. Maybe you throw on some sweatpants. Maybe you do a little shopping. Maybe you don't. But Friday is the exhale. And now what you're saying is, and let's get football in there too. Let's get an NFL game in there. And I don't think it's necessary, but clearly these teams do. And I don't know, do you think that Black Friday is a good day to go out to attend a game? I would think that Thanksgiving is a disaster to go attend a game, but everybody in Detroit and Dallas does it every single year.
Yeah, I think Black Friday is okay because, A, you're not really locked into like Thanksgiving dinner. And usually if you have family in town, if it happens to be your game, whatever, you can make it a thing, right? You can, let's go to the game on Friday. You're in on Thursday and then you're not really punting on another activity.
I know. I don't have a family that would all in unison want to go out to a parking lot on Thanksgiving.
I
guess
agree.
You do.
Not on Thanksgiving. I'm Black Friday. I'm talking about Thanksgiving. Yeah. Probably not, but people do. I've gotten this blowback with Christmas, so clearly people do.
People want the Christmas.
Yeah. This is great. It's the best way to celebrate Christmas Day. You can skip presents. You can go to the game.
Really? People say that?
People are killing me for it, saying I've lost touch with reality as a football fan.
Oh, boy. On Christmas, there's nowhere I'd rather not be than
yes.
sit in a parking lot
can
or go
I
to
eat
a football
my
game.
Ham? Can I eat my ham?
Well, also, everything else that comes with Christmas is way better than a football game.
Yes!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.